Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, October 20th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Web3 Media Breaks, FG Nexus Inc., NASDAQ FGNX, FGNXP, initiates $200 million share repurchase program below net asset value. FG Nexus Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the tickers FGNX and FGNXP, has initiated a $200 million share repurchase program. The company will be buying back shares below its estimated net asset value of 5 cents per share as of October 20, 2025. CEO Kyle Cerminara stated that this move demonstrates confidence in FG Nexus's ETH treasury strategy and commitment to enhancing shareholder value. The program will adhere to Rule 10b-18 guidelines, allowing purchases of up to 25% of daily trading volume while the stock is below $5. The buybacks may be adjusted or suspended depending on market conditions. For more information about FG Nexus, visit fgnexus.io.
Investor news breaks. AI Maverick Intel Inc., OTCOAIMV, begins trading under new ticker, reflecting AI-focused rebrand. AI Maverick Intel Inc., a technology innovator focused on artificial intelligence, has announced that its common shares will now trade under the new ticker AIMV on the OTC market starting October 20, 2025. The rebrand from Bionoid Pharma to AI Maverick Intel aligns the company's market identity with its mission to drive customer acquisition and revenue growth through its AI Maverick platform. CEO Wayne Cockburn stated that the new symbol reflects the company's shift to an AI-powered platform focused on partner-led deal flow and intelligent growth. AI Maverick Intel is a growth-focused AI company acquiring and optimizing revenue-generating businesses through its proprietary AI Maverick platform, enabling intelligent engagement across various industries. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
How CohnReznick's technology practice is helping shape the future of advisory. CohnReznick's tech-first approach is reshaping the advisory industry, helping tech companies optimize performance, manage risk, and maximize value through AI and cutting-edge tech. With deep industry relationships and expertise, they guide companies from startups to established firms in implementing AI, automating data, securing systems, and managing tech risk. Their digital forensics lab fights cybercrime, providing expert witness testimony, compliance support, and data recovery. CohnReznick also focuses on AI adoption to streamline operations for clients, advising on strategic implementation. This consulting firm is revolutionizing the industry with a tech-first approach perfectly suited for the future. GeoVax highlights urgent need for multi-source Mpox vaccine supply. Following California Clade 1 cases, GeoVax Labs Inc. highlights the urgent need for a multi-source Mpox vaccine supply following confirmed Clade 1 cases in California. The company is advancing U.S.-based continuous cell line manufacturing to address fragile supply chains and align with federal pandemic preparedness initiatives. The emergence of locally transmitted Clade 1 Mpox cases in Los Angeles County underscores the critical need for second-source solutions. GeoVax's GeoMVA vaccine has received expedited development pathway endorsement from the EMA and is advancing a next-generation continuous cell line manufacturing platform, aiming to reduce costs, shorten deployment timelines, and reinforce national security. These efforts align with federal initiatives to modernize America's pandemic response and enhance supply chain security.
Chess House's new facility and services enhance customer experience. Chess House has recently relocated to the Midwest region of the United States, enhancing its warehouse facility to better serve customers nationwide. Along with this upgrade, Chess House now offers a custom chess board printing service, allowing customers to personalize their chessboards with images, logos, or messages. This service caters to individuals, businesses, and special events, providing a creative solution for unique chess sets. With a focus on customer satisfaction and promoting the game of chess, Chess House is dedicated to delivering high-quality chess supplies and enhancing the overall chess experience.
Chinese EV exports doubled YOY in September, data shows. Chinese automakers saw a 100% increase in electric and plug-in hybrid vehicle exports, shipping 222,000 units internationally in September compared to the previous year. The China Association of Automobile Manufacturers also reported an 11.2% rise in domestic passenger car sales during the same period. This growth poses challenges for American EV makers like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ BIN-I. Tiny Gems, a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, provides tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Gold surges past $4,200 as investors flock to producers with cash flow. Gold has surged past $4,200 as investors flock to producers with cash flow, marking a major sector rotation. Real assets like producers and near producers in precious metals are becoming the new focus for capital flows. Gold and silver are hitting all-time highs while equity markets rally, creating a unique environment. ES Gold Corp, for example, is advancing projects with cash flow potential and exploration optionality, making it a standout among other precious mineral operators like BHP Group Limited, Barrick Mining Corp, and Agnico Eagle Mines Limited. This shift towards fully funded projects with near-term production targets is reshaping the junior mining space.
Robotics and AI drive a new era of growth and uplisting activity. The integration of robotics and artificial intelligence is driving growth and uplisting activity for small-cap companies. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., doing business as TechForce Robotics, is a prime example, with over $10 million in annualized revenue and an estimated $100 million in acquisitions. Uplisting from OTC markets to national exchanges offers broader visibility and institutional investment opportunities. Knight Food is focused on becoming a major player in the robotics and AI space, alongside key leaders like NVIDIA Corp, Tesla Inc., and Rictech Robotics Inc. This strategic growth positions companies to compete effectively and accelerate the deployment of AI and robotics innovations. The Midwife in Vienna expands U.S. presence with launch on OneLavi.com. The Midwife in Vienna, a European wellness brand founded by Austrian midwife Sarah Laris, has expanded its U.S. presence by launching on OneLavi.com. Known for its organic maternity and baby products, crafted with nearly two decades of midwifery experience, the Midwife in Vienna offers minimalist organic formulas. From soothing teas to gentle skincare, their products support mothers and babies through pregnancy, birth, and early childhood. With a focus on simplicity, trust, and natural care, the Midwife in Vienna continues to earn global recognition. Follow at Hibam Inween on Instagram to explore their full product line. OneLavi.com is a curated online destination for beauty, health, and wellness products, offering a diverse selection of high-quality brands dedicated to enhancing everyday well-being. Biomed News Breaks. Kairos Pharmaceutical American, Kappa, reports positive interim phase 2 results for EN-105 in advanced prostate cancer. Kairos Pharma Limited has reported positive interim efficacy data for EN-105 in men with metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer. The phase 2 trial showed clinical benefit in 86% of patients treated with EN-105 combined with apalutamide, with all responders remaining progression-free for at least 4 months and half beyond 1 year. 7 of 9 evaluable patients experienced PSA reductions, supporting the therapy's potential to restore hormone responsiveness. The randomized trial, led by Cedars-Sinai and partner institutions, is ongoing to further evaluate safety and long-term efficacy. Kairos Pharma aims to utilize structural biology to overcome drug resistance and immune suppression in cancer, with ENV-105 targeting CD-105 to reverse drug resistance and restore the effectiveness of standard therapies across multiple cancer types.
West Vault Mining Inc., WVM, WVMDF, positioned for re-rating as gold hits record highs and market recognizes optionality. West Vault Mining Inc., listed on the TSX as WVM and on the OTCQX as WVMDF, is positioned for a re-rating as gold prices hit record highs. The company's Hasbrouck Gold Project offers zero construction risk until the gold price justifies development, providing pure leverage to rising prices. With an impressive 110% IRR at $2,600 gold, West Vault Mining demonstrates explosive economics. The company's strategic positioning in Nevada has attracted gold-focused funds and potential M&A interest, making it one of the few shovel-ready gold companies with no legacy liabilities in a world-class jurisdiction. In a bull market, where patience becomes strategy, West Vault Mining stands out as a promising investment option.
Trilogy Metals, Enmerican TMQ, gains federal backing and presidential approval to advance road access for critical mineral development in Alaska. Trilogy Metals is making strides in advancing America's local mineral supply chain. Recently, the company received a $35.6 million investment from the U.S. Department of War to expedite development at the Upper Kobuk Mineral Projects in Alaska. President Donald Trump also granted permits for the Ambler Access Project, enabling the development of critical mineral assets. These initiatives highlight Trilogy's crucial role in supporting national security and energy goals. The company's focus on strategic development in Alaska aims to benefit local communities while safeguarding the environment. Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken celebrates growth at annual conference. Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken recently celebrated record-breaking growth at their annual Lee's Family Reunion Conference. With system sales climbing to $235 million in 2024, and on track to exceed that in 2025, the brand is aiming for a $2 million average unit volume and plans to double their unit count by 2030. The event featured guest speakers who provided insights on leadership and industry trends, leaving attendees energized. The reunion also honored outstanding operators, including Emmett and Jenny Gamash, NLM Enterprises LLC, and Henry Loving, who received awards for their commitment to the brand's values and exceptional sales performance. CEO Ryan Weaver emphasized the importance of heritage and momentum in driving Lee's continued success.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.